Picasso, the bohemian, lived in Barcelona. Saw Dali and Miro in the window, a voyeur in the crowd. He told Venus in the center, "I love how the loincloth slips off your hips. I'm going to break Dali in, like the good Orestes, and introduce the world to Negro art. Ghetto fabulous, you are so pink. I will cover you in drapery and syncretize Athenians. Still lives belong on tables, not in the hands of dweams." He bought the Virgin in a strip joint, the most beautiful doll in the Fantoccini. She was not sure she wanted to put both hands behind her head, but Picasso said, "I'm going to show Miro what it means to talk about this and cry about that. Demure and coquette is the license to own." And when Picasso rolled out of his dirty tee and curled out of his black jeans, the Jewish princess in the bordello saw the shadow of Picasso's death. In the first of two honest responses, she confessed, "I don't think I can handle that." In a beautiful expression of the body politic, in a perfect symmetrical V, without a vanishing or single point of reference, with pure dignity and primitive glee, in her second honest response, she moaned through it. The analytic cubism of the idealized Egyptian was Dali's dream in the daytime. At night, the abstract representation was the queen of Memphis. She told Halcyon tales of life, uninterrupted by death, Anthonian sex, like the brazen whore in the Four, riding the fugitive cube with the wasp waist and black aft, Eucharistic grapes and the curl of the rind, pointing to Gloria's thighs, and with eyes in the back of her head, watch the spectator off center watching. Picasso, the bohemian who lived in Barcelona. He wore the mask behind the curtain, the cava on his breath, put the hair on his chest, while sissies, savages, and accidental dreamers watched Picasso inside look out at the bohemian on the corner, fucking whores and form and space and motif on Revol streets. Thank you.